This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a key week for retailers. Macy's reports profits this morning, with Walmart and Kohl's following tomorrow. The profits are for the second quarter through the end of June, but the company may offer guidance on the key back-to-school shopping period, which started very early this year. As Kate Davidson reports, retailers are borrowing a page from the end-of-year holiday shopping playbook.
Did you get the feeling school had barely ended this year when the back-to-school season began?
We started to see commercials, promotions, flyers coming out before 4th of July.
Analyst Matthew Ong with NerdWallet.com calls that the creep.
In some ways, the back-to-school creep is not totally foreign, because we saw the same creep happen with Black Friday last year into Thanksgiving.
Paul Swinand is an equity analyst with Morningstar. He expects this year to be better than the last few, not because of early deals in stores, but because of what's called the omni-channel approach.
People shopping online or on tablet or on smartphone and being offered deals that maybe aren't in the store, but maybe are a permutation of the inventory that they have in the store.
Swinand says these online strategies are starting to smooth out the choppiness of post-recession buying habits. Now just throw in a little cool weather to convince people it's fall. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.